Aparna sends Mr. and Mrs. Iyer about a Hindu-Muslim love affair set in the backdrop of religious riots following the demolition of Babri Mosque gets ready for release. Aparna Sen, the director who hits world headlines with her disturbing yet true portrayal of an old woman's life in the critically acclaimed 36 Chaudhary Lane, is ready with her second English release, Mr. and Mrs. Iyer. Set in the backdrop of communal riots that hit India after Babri Mosque was demolished in Ayodhya, Mr. and Mrs. Iyer is a finely woven love story between a Hindu married woman and her Muslim companion. But as Sen says, what makes a film different is not just the strong interreligious overtones, but the striking insight into the working of an individual mind when caught in a bizarre circumstances. In the film, Sen questions the trend of reducing humans to his one basic identity, religion.
You know, the funny thing is that when I wrote it in 2001, over obviously October, my August, September, October, I was deeply concerned about, the intolerance, religious intolerance that is growing in our country, the religious fundamentalism. But I did not know that Gujarat was about to happen. I mean, I've known about the Bombay riots, read about the Bombay riots. But nothing had prepared us for Gujarat. But it seemed almost eerie in its clairvoyance, because we all got a shock during the last lap of our shooting in March when the riots broke out in Gujarat. And, you know, it almost seemed as if we had precipitated it and we felt terrible.
There's a curfew on, goddammit! You get me?
Okay. Hindus.
Yes, Muslims.
The film begins with a curfew situation in rural Bengal, where Meenakshi Iyer, a Hindu woman, saves her Muslim companion from a bloodthirsty mob by referring him to as a husband. Though the inspiration was Macbeth, Sen has clearly struck a chord. The movie won a junior jury prize for Best Director at Locarno Film Festival in Switzerland. And the script earned her a Neptic jury prize for courage in raising an issue of relevance in a work of cinematic destiny. Sen's daughter Konkana, who plays Meenakshi Iyer, adds that it's the stress on individuality that will make the film click.
He happens to meet a young Muslim boy, and it's the relationship that these two develop. They fall in love, except that it's not to be, because she's married and he's from a different community, and there's too much at stake, and she has a child, etc. But it's about how these two individuals create a bond at a time of crisis.
I didn't know that. Don't give me all that damn
grand. Most Indian movies are commercial staples churned out by Bollywood, the world's largest film industry. But hidden away behind the rustling romanticism of Aparna Sen's vision, Mr. and Mrs. Iyer ask this disturbing question through characters who are caught in a crisis far larger than them and yet an essential part of their lives. Ashima Sharda from Kolkata.